Well, a distributed denial of service attack can be very costly for any website. We've seen them in the past shutting down websites by sending too much bogus traffic to it. It's especially a problem when the target is a computer security company. That's what happened to one of our favorite computer security gurus the other day. Over the weekend, Gibson Research was shut down. Somebody commandeered hundreds of vulnerable computers across the internet. They pounded millions of hits on Gibson's site and making it unavailable to legitimate users. Gibson finally got the problem straightened out after 17 hours of frustration. He's joining us right now from Los Angeles, the president of Gibson Research, Steve Gibson. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Leo.
I'm sorry to hear that this happened to you.
Actually, it was kind of a cool thing. I'm not really that unhappy. It's sort of set me off in a whole new direction now.
Why is that?
Well, because I recognize that this is going to be a problem that we're going to be facing for a long time in the future, and I can see it getting worse. So I think it needs some focus, and I'm going to, you know, begin sort of aiming in that direction a little bit.
We should say that your website initially was primarily a site where you sold your product, SpinRite, and then later you've become very involved in just kind of on a pro bono basis in security matters, and promoted the use of firewalls, and of course your Shields Up tool has been very helpful in people determining whether their sites are safe. Do you think that's why you were attacked?
You know, I guess you could speculate all you want. There were a bunch of attacks, and I'm a high-profile site, so maybe it was something about that. I don't know.
Do you know how the attacks were achieved?
I haven't done the full analysis of the logs. However, I do have, for example, the IP of every single machine that was involved. For example, for the longest time in the beginning, there was one machine at Texas A&M University that was just pounding on us. And, you know, it was not a spoofed source IP attack. So all the IPs are known. We know what machines were involved. And what I want to do is I want to analyze that and, like, figure out, you know, where those domains are. It looks like they're mostly your typical home cable modem user with 24.63.64. IP addresses.
That sounds like those machines were commandeered then by a hacker who somehow got into the systems and put some software on there. Is that what happened?
Exactly. That's my guess. Now, what I saw was also that later in the day on Saturday, new machines were brought in and other machines were sort of phasing itself out. So, you know, as far as I know, the attack lasted almost 48 hours, although we were able to filter it at my ISP as soon as I was able to get a hold of them.
So you were able to say, we're getting this bogus traffic from these addresses. Please cut them off. Is that what you did?
Well, actually, there were fraudulent ICMP packets and UDP packets targeted at port 666.
Interesting. 666 is normally used for Doom.
Well,
somebody was trying to play Doom with you. Is that it? And, of course, the ICMP, those are usually pings, right?
Right. However, ICMP has the type that's associated with it, and their valid types are 0 through 19, and these things were coming in at like 110, 109, 108, so it was easy to filter them out after we knew what the bogus traffic was.
Are you notifying people whose machines were used that you believe them to have been hacked?
There's really no way to do that. I'm going to put a list up, a comprehensive list of every machine on the website, and sort of have people come by and see if their machine is there.
Would you check to see if 24.1.92.7 is on there, Stephen?
Okay.
I would hate to think that I would use an attack on your system. What could people do to prevent themselves from getting in a situation like that?
Well, somehow somebody got something in their system. It's probably the typical, you know, the most common way of getting in is the open file shares. You know, the whole reason I did the Shields Up site in the first place. So my feeling is, you know, you want to go to grc.com, make sure your computer is safe, and, you know, you and I both tell people, get a firewall.
Yeah, we recommend Zone Alarm. You still support Zone Alarm?
I still think it's the number one. It's exactly the right mix of really easy to use, but not being too complex, not requiring too much from the user.
So step one is for every user to, especially if you're on a full-time connection cable or DSL, to use these software programs. What should web sites do to protect themselves?
Well, my experience showed me that I really need a closer relationship with Verio than I had.
Your ISP.
Yeah, exactly. My connection provider, my own service provider for GRC.com. This thing, you know, basically we were off the net for 17 hours. It could have been 1 hour if I'd been able to get a hold of them. But I went through there, you know, called the toll-free number and got lost in the system, essentially.
So get to know your service provider.
Yeah, really.
And be ready. Keep your eye on the logs. Be ready because these things are easy to do and they're going to happen more and more.
I think that's the case.
Thank you, Steve. I'm sorry to hear that it happened, but I'm glad that, all is well. Steve Gibson, president of the Gibson Research Corporation at GRC.
There's a moral to be learned from that.
For all of us, mm-hmm. both as home users who should be protecting our systems so they're not inadvertently being used in these kinds of attacks, and for web hosts also.
Most definitely.
Yeah.